North Carolina's annual Farm Bill addresses fertilizer regulations, landscapers, even the legal definition of planting and harvesting season. But environmental groups say one provision unfairly shields the industry from public scrutiny, while the industry argues it protects them from overzealous watchdogs. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The Catawba Riverkeeper, Sam Perkins, flies over agriculture facilities and examines them for problems that could impact the river or wildlife. He goes up in a small Cessna airplane, circling a poultry farm and taking pictures. Perkins says from the air he can pinpoint problems neighbors have reported.
Especially when you maybe get the odor, but you can't visually see some of the waste that might be getting mismanaged, you have to go to the air.
That odor could be poultry waste left uncovered too long.
So this is how we have generated a lot of our complaints, and we've been very successful at it.
Perkins will compile the photos and submit his own complaint to the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
Those complaints are important to us because it is the citizenry that helps us find those problems.
Department spokeswoman Susan Massengale says the agency relies on reports from the public and environmental groups.
We only have so many people on staff. We can't be everywhere all the time.
The agriculture industry has its own complaint, though. The North Carolina Farm Bureau says flyovers like those done by the Catawba Riverkeeper are generating an overwhelming number of unfounded complaints. For instance, mistaking a pile of soil for a pile of uncovered poultry waste. Those complaints are public, even if the Environment Agency never finds a violation. The Bureau says that means clean operations are unfairly smeared, and that argument won over North Carolina House Agriculture Chairman Jimmy Dixon, a livestock farmer himself.
Sensationalism can be a problem. Public display of a complaint in many instances rings a bell that it ought not to ring if it's not true.
Dixon included a provision in the Farm Bill that doesn't change the interaction between the public and the environmental agency. They can still complain, but it seals those complaints from the public until state regulators find a violation. And that gives Perkins and the state's other riverkeepers a new complaint.
This bill would take away any accountability for investigations that might lead to enforcement. So this really flies in the face of open government.
And Perkins says it would hurt his investigations. For instance, he wouldn't have reports of bad odors to fly over. For their part, state regulators don't have a formal position. The Division of Water Resources, which receives the bulk of complaints related to agriculture, gets about six or seven a month. The agency doesn't keep track of how many are bogus, so Massengale did an informal survey of regulators.
The range of complaints that are frivolous may be as low as 25% or 30%, or perhaps even a little lower, and in some cases as high as 80%.
Massengale says the number spikes when neighbors hear of a problem in the area or in the news and then think they spot it near them. But she says the department would still rather complaints be wrong than unreported. The Senate passed the Farm Bill yesterday, and the House is slated to vote today. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.